Hi, this is a dictation for Mr. Rakesh Kapoor, R-A-K-E-S-H-K-A-P-O-O-R. Date of birth is 9-18-1958. Date of accident 7-28-2022. Date of service 2-2-2023. Patient Rakesh Kapoor is here for a follow-up evaluation. He was initially involved in an automobile accident where he was hit. He was involved in a 6-7 car accident. Some driver was driving zigzag through the lanes, and 4-6 cars were all hitting into each other. The guy was driving at 100 miles, over 100 miles an hour, and it believes that his car was rear-ended, and then he may have hit the median and spin couple time and couldn't remember exactly what happened as he passed out. The front and rear bumper was broken, and the car was totaled. At this time, the patient, at the time of accident, patient had a lot of headaches, severe along with dizziness, loss of balance, vertigo, and the eye and the face was swollen due to the hematoma, and severe pain started in the neck, both shoulders, and the lower back involving both sacroiliac joints as well as right knee and both hips. In addition, patient started having initially some radiation of pain from the neck down to the left upper arm up to the elbow, mostly posteriorly in C5-6-7 nerve distribution, as well as in the lower right buttock and right posterior part of the thigh up to the knee in S1, S2 nerve distribution. The pains have continued. The patient has continued continuous physical therapy and conservative treatment. The patient has been reporting continuous improvement, and the pains are also lessening. Today he reports that his pain in the knee is like 4, and the pain in the shoulder is only 1 or 2, 1 on the right and 2 in the left side, and he can move his arm up to 120 degrees on the right and 140 degrees on the left. His grips are pretty normal, and he's able to do his regular job that he's been doing. The pain in the neck is minimal, around 3 or 4, and then lower back pain is 5. The sacroiliac joints are also not so painful. The patient can walk without pain, and he can walk reasonably well. His sleep is affected, and his breath is affected. There is an issue of a phrenic nerve paralysis on the right. Whether related to the accident or not, I do not know, but I have not been part of the information. As he is seeing many other specialists, especially pulmonary physician from Beaumont Hospital, and I do not have the record. He also informed that he had a IME exam 2 months ago. That also I do not have. All we know is that there is a MRI that was positive for bulging disc and facet arthropathy in L1, L2, L2-3, L3-4, L4-5, and L5-S1, leading to some of the symptoms that he's complaining of. But however, the pains are improving. And then in the cervical region, there is a osteophyte complex, which is causing many issues in C3-4, C4-5, C5-6, as well as C6-7, along with disc osteophyte complex hitting into the ventral CSF. But at this time, the improvement is substantial, and the radiation of pain is not there. In the MRI for right shoulder, it shows a rotator cuff tendinopathy with high-grade partial articular surface tear, along with the distal supraspinatus tendon, interstitial tear or ganglion cyst formation along the infraspinatus tendon. Signal abnormality in the anterior superior and posterior glenoid labrum is also present for fraying and tearing issue. Moderate degenerative changes in the AC joint and mild subacromial subdeltoid bursitis is present. Small glenohumeral joint effusion is present. Then the left shoulder has shown supra and infraspinatus tendinopathy with suspected tiny calcification of the attachment of infraspinatus tendon. There is a focal partial articular surface tear at the attachment of the supraspinatus tendon. Signal abnormality in the anterior superior, posterior superior, and adjacent posterior inferior labrum is present, leading to labral tear. Moderate to advanced degenerative changes of AC joint and minimal shoulder joint effusion is noticed. The patient was apprised of all the information from the MRI. All the options had been discussed with the patient, and injection treatments have been discussed with the patient as well as the surgical option. The patient would like to see an orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Cohen, as a second consultation. He has seen Dr. Haki, who recommended surgery on his right shoulder. The patient has a issue of pain, more pain on the left than the right. However, the surgery is more suited to the right shoulder, it appears, according to the MRI findings. And regarding the surgical, it is only a arthritic complex that is causing him the issues leading to spinal canal stenosis, which doesn't seem to be occurring as a result of automobile trauma. However, in the lumbar spine, the bulging disc from L1 to L5S1 are related to the automobile accident that LESI times 4 was suggested to the patient, but he has not consented yet, and he is still doing physical therapy. He has been advised about doing the stretching of the spine by hanging on a high bar, as well as yoga exercise and swimming and water exercises and hot pool and heat. He has been provided medications, and his therapy continued 3 times in the affected areas, as well as his disability is 7-pound lifting limit with 7 hours, 7 days, and he's able to do his regular job. He's also seen a neurosurgeon regarding the issues of the lower back, and I am not sure of the information coming. He's continuing on naproxen 500 twice a day for anti-inflammatory, L-level 50 milligram at night, gabapentin 600 milligram twice a day for nerve issues. And patient also doesn't want too many medications, especially the narcotics. He wants to heal up naturally, which is okay with me. And he'll be seen in a month's time. Thank you.